Fred Film Radio, Festival de Cannes.
Hello and welcome to Fred Film Radio. I'm Amani Mohammed and I'm reporting from the 67th Cannes International Film Festival. I'm here with Juliette Binoche, who plays the lead character in Sils Maria, which is in competition here at the festival.
It's quite cosy.
First of all, Olivier Assayas said that you encouraged him to write this kind of female-driven story. What draws you to the film? What do you like about working with Olivier?
Well, first of all, I was on holiday and I was thinking of a possible three parts film with female characters and replacing each other, you know, and as a triangle and going to the feminine. And I thought, who could I ask this to do with, you know? Terrible English, I'm sorry.
Much better than my French.
I don't think it's a reference, right? then, you know, I asked if it would interest him, and he said, well, I said to him, you know, I missed you on the summer hours. I didn't feel I encountered you. I was a little frustrated working with you because I feel there was no real connection somehow. And I said, I'd like you to go to the film, take risks and go for it. And he said, well, let me think about it. In 2 weeks, I'll call you back and see if I'm starting to write something about it. And so 2 weeks later, he phoned and he said, I think it interests me. I think something might come up. And so after a year and a half, he had the script. It was huge. It was big. And it was totally his. I mean, the story really... But I didn't have the story of the actress. He made it up. And because we knew each other from Rendezvous, you know, and I was playing a young actress, I think he wanted to relate it to an experience we had together and giving a wing because time has passed. So to have a sort of a perspective of things, you know, of what has changed.
The subject of the movie is about an actress facing the passing of time and in her career. Is this a reality that you face and reflect on as an actress?
Well, I mean, like any human being, you know, you look and, you know, you have your children say, oh, you're old. You know? So the reality is very, you know, there. At the same time, when you look at yourself in the mirror, there's always a way of putting your face on. It's all right. You can still continue, you know, that because you don't want to hurt yourself so much. And when you see yourself on the screen and say, motherfucker, you didn't like me well. But at the same time, you have to accept, you know, like life is movement, life is changing, your body's changing. But I have to say that being creative is timeless, and because you create inside of a space and time that it only belongs to that creation. And when you see art, it's really what it gives you, a time of eternity, you know, and you relate to it in the intimacy and in an instant of different layers. And so in that way, I feel like if you're really creative, you don't feel time and you're not frightened by time. If you only preoccupied with how you look and how you're going to be perceived and all, that you become a prisoner. But, you know, I have my panic times too, you know. When I looked at the Sils Maria, I said, wow, how did they film me? How did they light me? I mean, I had to. But you have to let it go, because I even forgot I had a nude scene, you know. So when I discovered, I said, oh, yeah, there's that scene as well. Because, I mean, it's you've got to play open and jump into it. Otherwise, for me, there's no real challenge. I think my character, what she's winning at the end, is her freedom in not hanging on to things, in not fearing time, and letting go. You know, everybody has a different perspective, and you have to work with the others with the differences.
Would you say there's ever a blurring of the lines between reality and fiction, given that, you know, you're an actress playing the role of an actress in this film?
Reality and fiction, I mean, you've got to put your reality into the fiction, otherwise there's no reality in the fiction, because it has to be real. It has to feel genuine and truthful. So I don't see how you can divide both in a way. But it doesn't mean that I'm still playing my role when I, at the end of the day. But there's it's hard to. But when there's a written scene, you just work and you nourish yourself. The memory of yourselves, you know, have to be full of what you've got to put in the scene. So yes, you take your own reality into the scene, but you lift your own experience into a scene. And it becomes art. Otherwise, what is the difference between reality and art? It's because you take your own life and lift it.
In Sils Maria, there's almost this claustrophobic relationship between your character and Val, played by Kristen Stewart. I mean, are you as close to your real-life assistant as this?
Very much so. I mean, you have to be very close to your assistant, because otherwise... I tend to be very close to my assistant, because I had the same assistant for 16 years, and then 4 years ago she decided to write a script. She made a short film, and now she's back as an assistant, because she's looking for some money for a film. And it's good to separate as well, give breathing, you know. But it's a very interesting relationship. It's very close. That's your best friend, and at the same time, the moment you can't stand that person anymore because it's claustrophobic or it's too close, you know, you feel like they know everything about your life. And what about my private life? but for themselves as well, you know, they want to have a private life. So it's a back and forth situation, and you're learning as you're going.
What was it like working with the young actresses in the film, Chloe Moretz and Kristen Stewart?
You know, they started as an actress very early on, so they have a career behind them. It's, they're not like young actress almost, because they have more than 10 years of experience. So they're, you know, they're on their way of accomplishing other, you know, films and experiences. But they were very kind of, you know, observatory and accurate and intelligent and knowing about their craft. So there was a lot of joy to work together and enjoying the subject of the film, because it's our subject, it's our life. So I learned a lot of things from Kristen's life, you know, how it feels, and for her to play an assistant. Can you imagine? What a joy. What a release. And for Chloe, you know, there was this idea of playing a very famous, like Kristen can be in life, in her own reality. So there was a lot of triangle, funny kind of situation.
Speaking of choices, you mentioned choices earlier. Obviously, within the film, Sils Maria, there is a discussion about, as an actress, the choice of whether you should do this role as an older actress. And I'm curious to know, what do you base your choices on? Because having spoken to Chloe earlier, Soderbergh gave us some advice and said, you know, you should base your choices of movies on whether you would do it for free. What do you base your choices on? What's important to you? Is it the variety? Is it the challenge?
Well, when you've got a nourish your children and you take care of your family, you know, you think twice about things. But nevertheless, you've got to do it with your heart and try and find, you know, directors you admire and a story that is reaching something that is, you find it interesting and important. The writing has to be, you know, there. And on this one, for example, you know, I had an intuition that, yeah, we should do a film about women. And reaching Olivier, it was just that. And then after that, I mean, when he gave me the script, I think whether I liked the script or not, I would have done it, because there was something where there was some kind of marriage inside, you know, that was already there. And with Abbas Kiarostami, the same, you know, way, you know, I went to see him, and he told me about the story I love. But then after that, you know, when I read the script, I was already involved in it. So after it's beyond, you know, do I like it or not, do I choose it or not. It's a relationship you're having with the director. You love the world of a director and you want to go for it, and it has to be trustful on both parts.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much, Juliette Binoche, for joining us here on Fred Film Radio. I'm Imani Mohammed, reporting from the 67th Cannes International Film Festival, and you're listening to Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.